types of stores.
Okay.
What might you call a large food store in a shopping center?
A supermarket.
And then a small neighborhood store.
Grocery store.
Okay. What about a convenience store? How would this be different?
What do you mean, how would it be different? It would just be, the prices would be higher, and it wouldn't carry as extensive inventory.
How the hours be different, possibly?
Well, they'd probably run from 7 until 11. Whereas most of your supermarkets now are running 24 hours a day.
Okay. What about a small specialty store for buying maybe cooked meats and different types of vegetable salads? Usually at...
You mean a delicatessen?
Yeah. What are the different types of things that people might have in their kitchen to heat food with if you don't want to, you know, use the stove or the oven? What might you use?
Well, you could use a crock pot or a popcorn popper.
Yeah. Okay. And then where do people who don't have laundry facilities at their home or maybe in their apartment, where might they have to go?
They go to the automatic laundry.
And then what, when you use clean your rugs, what,
vacuum cleaner?
Yeah. And then the different parts of vacuum cleaner, what the dirt goes into would be?
In the bag.
What do you call that item that when you put your garbage or your trash in it and it reduces the size, the bulk of it?
Trash masher.
And then a large receptacle that you might put your garbage or your trash in that you keep outside, what would you call this?
The garbage can.
What about the large, the real big metal containers behind stores or in apartment buildings? What would these be?
Well, I call them dumpsters, but that's just really a brand name, but that's what they are.
Yeah. The people who bury people, like Patterson's, how would you refer to them?
Undertakers.
And then the car where the body is carried to the cemetery?
Hearse.
What are the other type, if you're not going to actually be buried in the ground, what are other ways of...
Well, you could be cremated or you could be put in a crypt.
And what type of structure is a crypt?
I think really that crypt is not the right word. I think it's mausoleum, because a crypt can be below the ground. The mausoleum, I think, isn't that just above the ground thing?
Okay.
I think.
Do you ever call cigarettes anything else?
No, never have.
Even when you were young?
Never did. Cigarettes.
What about a room, and they're gaining in popularity now, that is designed to receive the maximum amount of sunlight?
A solarium?
Yeah. But,
I didn't know they were gaining in popularity.
Well, with the plants. Closing in their porches, they can use them year-round. And then the part of the house that's very informal and it's used for relaxing and watching TV.
The family room.
What about a room that has a commode and a sink but doesn't have a bath or a shower?